You've crushed it. You've built real wealth. But let us ask you something. If you stepped away today, how long will it last?
For many successful families, the uncomfortable truth is this. What they have built works because they're still in the center of it. Right now, your wealth may be strong, but is it complete?
At the Kitty Sisters, we see wealth as a system built across 5 layers. When each one layer is missing, wealth doesn't fail immediately. It fractures quietly. You don't feel it day to day until scale, complexity, or time exposes it.
That's exactly why we created the Where Wealth Breaks assessment. It maps your current wealth against the 5-layer legacy cake, revealing the gap between where your wealth stands today and what it needs to endure beyond you.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessment now at wherewealthbreaks.com.
Imagine knowing clearly and objectively which layers are solid, which relies too heavily on you, and which haven't been built yet. Because building wealth and keeping it require different systems.
This isn't about chasing returns. It's about strengthening the system, holding them together. You've made it. Now the question is whether your wealth is layered, governed, and structured to last.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessments toward building multi-generational freedom at wherewealthbreaks.com. That is wherewealthbreaks.com.
I've built an entire AI investing team. Here's every system. There's 9 people on our investment team. I've never met a single one of them. None of them sleep. None of them ask for equity. None of them take a Friday off. And one of them can catch the kind of mistake that quietly costs investors hundreds of thousands of dollars. The mistake a tired human skims right past at 11 at night. Today, I'm going to introduce you to the entire team, all 9.
Hey, we're Palmy and Nancy Kitty, the Kitty Sisters, and we're here to help you turn earned income into own income and build what actually lasts.
From a $2,000 bank accounts to nearly $500 million in real estate assets, earning our way into rooms we once never thought we belong in. Along the way, we learn success isn't just about making it, it's about making it last.
Here we share money, real estate, and investing strategies, but more importantly, we talk about the systems and decisions that create legacy, certainty, and continuity.
If you value speed, convenience, and execution certainty, and if you're building not just for yourself, but for the generations after you, you're in the right place.
This is the first of the family podcast.
My name is Palmy Kitty, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. My sister Nancy and I have scaled to nearly $500 million in assets, returned $45 million plus to investors, and have helped families preserve $110 plus million in taxes. And here's what I want you to understand before we start. This video isn't about 9 AI tools. Anybody can hand you a list of 9 tools. This is an investment team that lets 2 people operate like an institutional real estate firm. By the end, you'll have met every member. What I'm going to do today is show you how each one was built. The wiring, the prompts, the way they hand work to each other. That's a different conversation. Hold that thought. I'll come back to it. Let me tell you about the mantis shrimp. You and I see colors in 3 receptors. Red, green, blue. Everything you've ever seen mixed from 3. The mantis shrimp has 16. It sees polarized light. It sees layers of the world that are physically invisible to us. Not because we're not looking hard enough, because our eyes cannot receive it. And that's the first job of an AI investment team. To see the risk, your eyes physically cannot. And here's the truth underneath it. A deal doesn't kill you with what's on the summary page. It kills you with what's buried on page 94. And a human being, brilliant, experienced, exhausted, skims. It's not a character flaw. It's biology. So 5 members of the team exist for one reason, to perceive what you skimmed past. The AI deal finder, that's Ryan, sits on the floor, the broker emails, the listing, the noise. He surfaces the handful worth your attention. You stop hunting, you start evaluating. A lot of new investors and a lot of new GPs really get frustrated with this part. They always tell me, hey, we need more deal flow. Palm Nam, we need more deal flow. Well, this is the answer to that. And the AI underwriter, Winston, reads the offering memorandum and pressure tests assumptions. Assumptions the seller wants you to accept. Winston is humorless and he will kill your favorite deal. He'll also save you 400 grand doing it. Rosa, the AI rent roll analyst, reads the rent roll the way a forensic accountant reads a crime scene. Delinquencies, lease expirations stack in the same 90 days. Concessions hiding as occupancy. The problems that don't show up until they're your problems. Now, Maya. Maya is the AI market analyst. Feels the same thesis. Job, migration, supply. The employer is actually holding the submarket up. And Dana, the AI due diligence manager, reads every inspection, every lease, every environmental report, and the lender doc, and tells you which red flag to look at first before you close. And this is something that we struggle with through our build-to-rent leasing. This was the first time that we took on a large construction loan, and it took us months of digging through, going back and forth with the lender, because every time we would tell them, hey, this is not part of our term sheet, they'll they'll send back that revise. But guess what? They'll add something else. They're a little bit tricky there. And so you have to be mindful. And the reason it took us so long because it was tedious. We had to go back and forth. We had to read through stacks and stacks of loan docs. It can be hundreds of pages. But this, we can get done in a couple minutes. Institutions, they don't win because they're smarter than you. They win because they have more eyes on the same deal. And AI gives you the eyes. So now you can see everything, every risk, every number, every buried line, which actually creates a new problem, a bigger one, in fact, because seeing everything and knowing what to do about it, those aren't the same skill. When a colony of bees needs a new home, something remarkable happens. Scout bees fly out, find candidate sites, and come back to actually argue about it. Each one dances for its site, and the better the site, the harder it dances. Other scouts go check, come back, dance for their own. It's a debate, a bee debate, and the swarm doesn't move until enough of them agree. No single bee decides. And the wild part, the swarm reliably picked the best available option, better than any one bee could. Here's what nobody tells the solo investor. The most dangerous person in any deal is a smart person alone with their own excitement. When you love a deal, and I've had so many of those, you stop looking for reasons it's wrong. You don't do this maliciously. It's just a recency bias. But here's the thing, you don't need more information. You just need someone to argue with you, which is exactly what the start of this whole team does, the AI Investment Committee. And this isn't one person, it's three. Sunny loves every deal. She sees the upside in everything. Now, Gordon has never met a deal he trusts. He sees the crash before you ever seen the paperwork. And Cynthia asks the one question you were hoping nobody would ask. They argue about your money in front of you before a single dollar move. A single operator can't be objective about a deal they already want and love and already think it's their deal. A committee can. So you build a committee, and when the argument settles, the invite investment memo writer, Miles, turns days of thinking into the clean one-page memo, the summary, the recommendation. This is exactly what Jonathan Gray from Blackstone gets for every deal they invest in. The thing you actually put in front of your partners and your investors. Same thing. Days of work, minutes of output. So let me ask you something and be honest. What was the last big financial decision you made? Who argued with you before you made it? Anyone? Or was it just you alone at the kitchen table? Already short. Tell me in the comment. I read every single one of them. So you've seen the deal, you've stress tested the decision, you buy. And most people think that's the finish line. It's actually the starting line. Because the day you close is the day the thing you have protected gets bigger than it's ever been. There's a reason a crocodile can lie perfectly still in total darkness and can still catch the one thing that moves across its whole body, its face, its jaw, or thousands of tiny sensor organs. It can feel a single ripple in the water, in the dark, from meters away. It wasn't watching, it's perceiving all the time without effort. That's what you need after you buy, because a deal doesn't fail on a Tuesday with a phone call. It fails slowly, a little dip in collections, a little renovation slipping 2 weeks. And then four, an expense creeping. Nobody wakes up to a disaster. They wake up to a ripple they ignore for 3 months. So the last two members never closed their eyes. The AI asset manager, Nova, watches occupancy, collections, the renovations, and the KPIs, the cash flow after closing, continuously. And she feels the first ripple while it's still small enough to fix. And the AI investor relations manager, Iris, she drafts the LP updates, the quarterly reports, the honest communication. So the people who trusted you with their capital, never wonder where the money is. That's the whole team. All nine, perception before you buy, judgment when you decide, vigilance for as long as you own it. I need to tell you the real thing now. You just met nine people: Ryan, Winston, Rosa, Maya, Dana, Sunny, Gordon, Cynthia, Miles, Nova, Iris, all of them. I have to tell you something. There were never nine people. There was one. There was me and my sister, Nancy. But there aren't nine skills here either. There's one. Let me tell you about the chess grandmasters. We assume they win by calculating more moves than you, thinking 20 steps ahead. It's like, I see kung fu, like Neil says in The Matrix. They don't. Studies look at this. A grandmaster doesn't see 32 pieces. They see the whole board as one pattern. Tens of thousands of shapes, memorized until the position simply speaks to them at a glance. That's what this actually is. The AI investment team doesn't just save you time. It lets one person hold an entire institution's worth of perception in a single head. The eyes of the firm, the debate of the committee, the vigilance of a whole asset management department, and you. For most of history, that kind of perception was the wall. It's the reason institutions won and individuals didn't. It cost tens of people millions of dollars. The wall just came down, and most people don't know it yet. You're not behind because you lack money. You're behind because you lack eyes. Now you don't. 19 members, none of them sleep, none of them ask you for equity. All of them let two people operate like a firm. That's what the team does. Now, remember what I told you? I wouldn't do this to you. I introduced you to the team. I didn't show you how we built each one, the promise behind them, the way they hand work to each other, how 9 separate members become one AI investment operating system. And I wouldn't be leaving you hanging. That's all going to be explained in our free masterclass. It's called Become the Commercial Real Estate Investor Who Uses AI to Outperform Everyone Else. Today was the introduction. In there, I'll take you behind each team member and show you how the whole system actually runs. It's free. Link is right below this video. You're behind because you didn't have the eyes. Now you do.
Thanks for listening to the First of the Valley podcast. We hope today's conversation left you feeling inspired and maybe even equipped with one idea you can take with you as you turn earned income into own income and build something that actually lasts.
If today's conversation resonates, here's how you can support the show and help it reach more families, investors, and entrepreneurs who are creating a lasting legacy. Hit follow and share this episode with someone who's thinking beyond themselves and into generations after them.
And if you're feeling generous, leave a review. Means more than you know. Those few words help the right listeners find these conversations right when they need it most. By doing this, you're helping families build legacy, certainty, and continuity.
For show notes, links, and resources from today's episode, head to thekittysisters.com.